G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This is Good or Great. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that wherever you listen to your podcasts. Leave a rating and leave a review. All right, we'll get stuck straight in. This is the Hardball Gets AFL show. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Ryan Daniels and Xavier Ellis. Gentlemen, what's going on?
No, lots going on in my life, actually.
It's been a long time since we last did this.
It's a tough question to answer.
It's been about 5 days since we spoke last.
I mean, let's hope that one of us doesn't pass away in the next 7 days of COVID because we're pretending we're doing this live and we're not.
In memoriam.
Yeah, we'll play it at the funeral.
As people are walking in.
There'll be a couple more voices.
Let's have a debate. What is he, good or great? We'll vote at the end.
Xavier Ellis, good or great?
I don't like any of our chances of being great.
I don't think we're quite touching.
Just tick the boxes, mate.
Shit or real shit?
Competent or incompetent?
All right, so this is good or great where we debate a player's sort of spot in the pantheon. This is the level below all-timers. This is the blokes who are right on the border or some who aren't, and it's just a good chance to revisit their careers and have a discussion about why they were great. Probably one that today's might fit into. Zave, who we got?
Mate, we're going to run with... I originally looked at Matthew Primus just because there was a lot of talk about him being the best ruckman in the competition with Coxie and the rival. But he only ended up playing 150 games. Which 9 years, 150 games, really surprised me. I thought he was going to be around 250, and his knee went when he was old.
He caught the tail end of if a big guy does his knee, it's over.
Yeah,
didn't he? Yeah, geez,
particularly
that
a hulky
time.
Big guy. Like it's different if you're a sort of a slimmer big guy, but he
like a Nick Nat now. You just assume he's going to get back
at some point. Yeah, the science has caught up.
Yeah, but it was like our Primus knee's done. Yeah, cool. But Warren Treadray, Port Adelaide captain. Do we say premiership captain?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
is Easton premiership captain?
Yeah.
Is he noted down as a premiership captain?
Not before.
Yeah, no, but cousin.
But he
played.
Was genuinely the cousin.
He was captain.
The captain.
He
was the captain.
He actually was.
But all these guys were captain for an alternate reason.
So they are premiership captains?
I think Primus doesn't have a medal.
I know.
Yeah. That's rough, isn't it?
It's rough. It's brutal.
No, you don't want a medal.
You want a medal?
Who got dropped from the Collingwood grand final?
Leon Davis.
Yeah,
From the draw to the next one.
Yeah, I reckon Leon might have said sticky metal.
Yep. Right, you don't want it unless you...
No, God no. It's like when they say, teams don't win premiership squads or whatever it is.
Yep.
Squads win. No. Yeah, don't get me wrong, you need all your players to get there.
What they do in the NBA is, Andrew Gaze has an NBA ring.
Yeah, you get a ring.
Spurs game. Because they can do whatever they want.
Yes, but he stepped foot on the court occasionally.
Yeah.
Whereas the rookies never see light of day and probably don't play a lot of waffle time. You're not going to give them medals.
What if it were a case of, at the club's discretion, they get five additional medals?
He wouldn't want it.
But if you're Primus, like you're the club captain.
Wouldn't want it.
I agree.
Geez, you'd be bitter though for the rest of your life.
You'd be filthy.
Yeah.
Should have invited him up.
Quite get over that.
Should have done the Bevo.
Oh, mate, I still remember Nathan Brown.
He gave it back, didn't he? Bob Murphy gave the medal back.
Yeah, because it wasn't a real... It was the coach medal.
Yeah.
It wasn't the premiership medal.
I remember...
I think it's hanging in their museum, whatever it is.
Yeah, it is.
Nathan Brown, who's obviously Rob Murphy's good mate, Western Bulldogs, Richmond Nathan Brown. I heard it not long after the whole fanfare of Bob Murphy up on stage. Nathan Brown got on radio and goes... Bob, sit down. I've watched the game. You didn't play. Get over it. I was like, holy moly.
That was one of the, like, he knew it was going to happen.
It was one of the great,
as soon as he said it, I was in the stands, it's a bit of pollen.
Yeah.
A bit of pollen in the air.
It was fantastic for the
Bob Murphy,
story.
Please come up
it
with
the
stage.
It was the story, yeah.
Oh. Like, in the moment, you're like, is he going to do it? Well,
That was it. When he went up, they're like, when are they going to call up Bob?
Yeah, Bob's going to make it here somewhere. Yeah. Hang on. Would Bob Murphy be good or great?
Let's do that next week.
Yeah.
Let's lock it in.
Okay.
What does Damo always do on his podcast?
Park it.
Let's park that one.
Let's park it.
We'll park
come back
that.
Around.
Right. Warren Treadray. So
chill, let's go through. What's your initial?
Great. It's not even a contest. If there are Port Adelaide fans listening to this, they've turned off.
Yes.
Because they're like, are you kidding? They hate listening right now.
Yes.
They hate listening.
Because welcome.
It's a no-brainer.
It is.
I thought you were trolling us. But this is more of a...
Is
someone said you now like Warren Treadway, you're like, Oh, yeah, Warren Treadray.
So, we'd,
like,
yeah.
You kind of, like, it's...
You just want to refresh everyone's...
So, he's the same as, like, two probably Fremantle supporters, Pavlich is, when these arguments go around. You're like, are you people on drugs?
But he was in that... He had a patch, Treadray, where he was in the Pavlich and Riewoldt category.
Yeah, like Pavlich, Riewoldt, Brown, Treadray.
Yeah.
But not in that order.
No, no, no. Those they were just the four guys.
The order is interesting.
They were the ones that were always the part of those. Like, what's the order things?
Go on, what order would you put them in that prime?
This is early. Can we do it at the end?
Nah, go. Just fire without thinking.
So who are the names?
Pavlich, Riewoldt,
Brown,
Treadray. Four. Jeez.
Now, what are we talking? Whose crew you want?
No, in that 4-year patch.
Ability.
So
who do you pick?
Prime Treadray.
Lined up next to each other. Who do you pick?
Because they all were in their prime.
Year? Can you give me a year?
2004. 2003.
Okay.
What did Warren Treadray do in 2003?
He was all Australian.
He was all Australian that year.
So was Pav. But Pav...
Where was Pav all Australian
that year?
That was
a bit early days then. So if you talk at 03, I'd take Treadray to Pav. But if you give me another 2 years, I'm taking Pav.
Yeah.
So it just depends there.
Aren't they the same age, really?
Yeah, but maybe just career development. Like, I remember Pav still at that point wasn't completely evolved.
He's not all Australian.
Yeah, what? But
was that a second All Australian? Probably or the third, or
I'm not saying it was a lot different, but I'm
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Pavlich
had another couple of levels that he
I think I'd take Riewoldt over all of them.
What year was he drafted? 2001?
Is that right? Is it right? Is Riewoldt the right answer?
2004 Riewoldt.
Riewoldt or Riewoldt?
Jesus, Riewoldt. Some big games in here by big
boys. God, this is just about the one of the tougher ones I've ever considered. Yeah.
21, 5 goals, 5.
He's a beast.
14 marks.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He was a monster.
What was Brownie doing by that stage? Brownie hadn't become like best Brownie.
The first flag that they won, Brownie was a bit of a passenger.
Yeah.
But after that, he started
he was there. Yeah, he had that strut very early.
Yeah.
2004, he still had Lynch to take a bit of the...
Come on, somebody's got it. I've gone Riewoldt.
I think you're right. I think Riewoldt's number one.
Yeah, Riewoldt's number one for me. Riewoldt was the best player in the competition for a couple of years.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, in my eyes.
Okay, so two would be, if you just talk, I mean, you want the flags, right? So Brown's got three of them. So
just ability. Yeah. Because Riewoldt's got none.
I tend to think that Brownie, it's going to go down well. I think at times he gets overrated a little bit.
Welcome Brisbane Rangers.
Fantastic player. All-time great.
Yep.
But people at times elevate him to Carey status because he was such a ripper guy and he's, you know, he's Brownie and you want to have a beer with Brownie. He's like, I'm not saying he's not unbelievable. He was.
Okay.
I'm saying maybe he gets a 5% bump, whereas Warren Treadray ain't getting that bump.
Warren Treadray ain't getting
No one
bumps.
Talks about Warren Treadray.
Sticks me about.
Even though he's in the media too. He's very big in South Australia.
Yeah.
Brownie,
he obviously just absolutely thrusts footy. Remember one time at Subiaco Oval, there was one toilet upstairs for all like the corporate suites and the press boxes and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember it was halftime of some game he was calling and I was in the press box and he sat next to me on the, you know, we were waiting for the toilet, obviously. Sure. Yeah. And then he just started he just picked up the I didn't say hello or anything. He just initiated it, just wanted to talk footy. He's like, what about this? You just come off from doing a half of calling footy, sitting next to just some random in the corridor, and just still want to talk about the footy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just always stuck out that, like, he just picked up a conversation about
it. So, because of all that, and because we see him more and all that, is he any better than Warren Treadray? Are we talking? Like, or is it just that he was just a bigger star?
Well, so they played 256 and 255 games, so one game difference.
Yep.
Treadray kicked 549 goals.
Brownie would have been more than that, wouldn't he?
Brownie kicked 50 more.
Yeah. And what about the flags obviously.
Treadray's gonna end up fourth in this conversation, but it's
Brown was
the
only
best
all Australian
fourth.
Twice. 07-09. So Treadray's got two on him. The premiership captain, I know it's by default, but he still had to do it.
But is him getting all Australians in 07-09? Treadray's last All Australian was 2004.
Yeah.
So is that another one is that another one in the Brownie category? Is he had those young years, won flags, was impactful.
Treadray had the
knee
stuff going on.
So Brownie in a shit side proved that he can still
the real question
All Australian
is
win commons.
You think it's going to be Treadray?
I think Treadray.
Do you think it's
going
to be Riewoldt, Brown, Pav, Treadray?
No, Riewoldt, Pav, Brown,
Pav, Brown, Treadray.
Treadray. Just because Pav, you could have used him in other spots.
I'm the same order.
Revolt, Pav, Brown, Treadrow.
Yeah. Yeah. And the argument for Revolt or Pavlich is a rippy that you can have.
But I really want to put Treadrow ahead of Brown, but I'm not quite there. But I really, I feel like, I mean, they both played in great sides, so you can't even say.
And the knee, who knows what would happen without Treadrow doing his knee.
Yeah. Okay.
And so just quickly, I've got the, Pav played 353 games to Nick's.
Extra 100.
And kicks, so an extra 100 and kicks 700 goals. So, Yeah, and then.
an extra 100 games.
Very nice 700 exactly.
Yeah, bang on. Yeah. And Rewalt's kicked 700. Rewalt kicked the most out of all of them, 718.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm St. Nick, Pav.
Yep.
I think that's how it shakes out, isn't it?
Brown, Treaders.
It's hard to separate, though.
Hard.
Okay.
So and you wonder what rolling, they would right? be, like some of those guys would be now where players are more versatile. Like we say, I was saying before, the Pav, you we could chuck him somewhere else.
Who are those players in the competition?
The centre forward stars?
That.
Josh Kennedy's probably.
Yeah, Josh Kennedy's on his last.
He
like,
plays goal square
he's at the
a lot.
Tail end. Oh, he actually reminds me a fair bit of Revolt, that way he pushes up that ground a bit.
Oh.
The running capacity. I mean, he's not the same, but there are some traits. There would have been some stuff that he would have watched and learned from him. I'm sure.
Yeah.
He pushes so high up on that wing at times when he leaves.
At times, but.
Not so much the last couple of years.
He's got a tent sitting in the goal square for a large majority of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. You're right. There are no centre half forwards like that. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, Tom Lynch.
Is there anyone we missed? Yeah, but he played it out of the goal square pretty much exclusively last year.
Yeah. There's no start.
Gold Coast Tom Lynch was probably the closest.
Close. Yeah.
We've got.
Yeah. You wouldn't put Buddy in that category.
Nah.
The big bud. Tommy's run back for round two.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. We need more key forwards. We know that.
Achievement. So
we all said great.
Yeah.
So the argument here is we're trying to bump him down or we're just
great?
No, we're just revisiting it because you forget Warren Treadrow.
Yeah, mate, relax.
This is really nice.
Well, this is the Warren Treadrow appreciation hour. So achievements.
Although we just bumped him down to fourth. So.
Yeah,
he's fourth in like three all-timers.
It's like you calling Bally last week no good.
Yeah.
We should have put a fifth in, like a bunny there, just so he could not be last.
And who played forward around that? Trent Crowe. Who was all Australian fullback?
Well, maybe we can make an argument for Crowe. just kidding.
So Treadrow's 255 games, 549 goals, premiership player and captain 2004. Four best and fairest, 8 times leading goal kicker, 4 All Australians, and he's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Jeez, the Brown thing, it's really close, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really close. Maybe that's the question here.
Well, I think
by the time we get to the end of this, we all know he's going to be great, but is he better than Jonathan Brown?
Well, that's what I was going to I think the premiership's sway me now. You know, I said you can't.
Brown.
Paul could have easily won 3.
Yeah.
I mean, they were right there.
So does Treadrow lose points for not getting him over the line?
What year did Treadrow retire?
My phone died.
you could argue that because they were top of the ladder for, you know, there was a decent stretch there where
Brisbane won 3 flags and didn't finish top of the ladder in any of them.
They choked a lot. This podcast will be the range of emotions for Port Adelaide supporters.
If they stuck with it.
They're getting pumped up, they're getting smashed back down and oh my God. Those 4 Port Adelaide fans are going to be absolutely let me just have a quick look and see when he retires.
Warren Treadrow, AFL Tables. Shout out to the mystery
AFL
man behind
tables
AFL
are Tables are brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Just there was one day, it shows like the availability of data. There was like one day where he shut down and the entire football media landscape was like, what do we do?
Yeah, right.
What do we do now?
2010, played 13 years.
And he only managed 7 games in 2010.
Yeah.
He got injured.
Yeah.
He was still bone kicking. On bone and
yeah, well, that's it. And that stretch from 2006-7-8 where his goals were, you know, he only played 11 games in 2006, kicked 17 goals, then 30 goals, then 30 goals. Then he had a 50-year.
Oh, random.
And then he was back down to 10.
Okay, so let's take another twist. Is he Port Adelaide's greatest player in the AFL?
Let's
throw up some contenders. You got Chad Corns. You got Sean Burgoyne.
I love the Wangan. Chad.
Well, I was Wangan in count.
Yeah,
Wangan
counts.
Yeah, played enough.
Yeah. Choppy. Pickett.
Yeah.
No, definitely not, but I loved him.
Justin Westhoff.
Throw his name up. Laid.
Primus was Primus. On track there.
Nah,
too.
I think,
Robbie Gray's the one.
Robbie Gray's good.
I think Tread Ray's their best.
Is it? Yeah.
I think if you talk to Port Adelaide purists, they'd be like, it's between Gray and Tread Ray. And I reckon
I think Treadrow, to be honest,
you reckon?
A bit of a stool himself, yeah.
I'll do a poll after this.
Forwards, mate. It's something about forwards.
You get recency bias with Gray as well. That's the problem.
What do you mean?
As in people are more...
I thought you said regency.
Recency.
I was just coming back from... Like, this is a thing to forget about Robbie Gray. Had cancer. It was fine.
Yeah.
The next year came back, it was just as good.
Did he lose a testicle or did they just...
I think he lost one.
Lost a testicle, yeah.
Yeah, it's a few players with one testicle. Hogan's got one test.
Hogan, yeah. I think he's got one test. Yeah.
Are we guessing that they've lost testicles?
Yes.
Or they've just had
completely. we are completely guessing.
We're just surgically removing
testicles. They may have two testicles.
Yeah, well, they both had...
Wouldn't that be the weirdest reply to our podcast? Guys, I have two nuts. Two. Just confirming.
So I don't think they had testicles removed.
No?
I don't think so.
Wasn't that not just happened? I thought that happened. Like,
well, it just automatically happens.
Yeah, they just whip it off.
Yeah, if you get testicular cancer.
Yeah, I didn't know it automatically happened, though. Well, I thought it was
still maybe a choice. The flu jabs, it's a choice.
You can get like a fake one.
No, you can. A billiard ball sort of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it just like a bouncy ball?
It's hard.
What's it consist?
Hard.
Like a marble.
Well, you'd want it to be. Is it the same as.
Wait, have you felt one?
It's harder, yep.
So you have a fake one?
Wait, no. Isn't a consequence of when you burnt your scrotum?
No. I've still got two plums.
Okay.
Okay, so just to confirm, you have two regular plums.
Yes, and we're not sure about
it. But you have felt.
But I have felt.
A fake one.
A fakey.
In a sack?
Yep.
We haven't actually addressed the burnt scrotum show story on this podcast.
Hold on, can we just clarify whose nut it was first?
Nah.
You'll take that to your grave?
No. It's known.
Was it a situation where there was a lot of you and you all had a feel of the nut, or was this a one-on-one experience?
No, I think okay, that's what it feels like.
But were you?
Yeah, how many people were in the room?
Was there an extra person or two?
No, I think it was in a social environment, yeah.
Okay. Pub? Okay.
It might have been in a footy club.
Okay.
I'm here to talk about Warren Treadrake.
He definitely has two nuts. Well, we think so.
We think so. He might have three.
People are going to be trying to figure that
so
out.
So ability's right up there. At one point, he injury struck and he started to tail off.
And he looked old.
And then had
wore
that 50
big
year.
Knee brace.
Yeah, the knee brace. Yeah. That era of knee bracing was bad because it was like a big red flag.
Yeah,
he might be cooked like this.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
but now they just I don't know what the surgery maybe changes. Yeah. They don't. You don't see
tiny
those
little.
Yeah,
hanging around or something. Yeah.
Do you remember when he rang his mum in the prelim final against North Melbourne?
During the game?
Kicked that goal from the boundary line and then
rang his mum
to get some tickets.
Physically actually cool.
No, so Treadrake, great.
What? Yeah. Just back on the knee brace. If they really needed the knee brace to hold it together, you wouldn't have felt good about that.
No.
Can you imagine, hold on a minute, if I need all this just to play. Like,
yeah. Can you imagine if someone in the TAC Cup started with that?
Oh,
the under 18?
Never get picked.
They'd be like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Who is a bloke? Yeah. There's an NBA player. We had no cartilage.
Oh, it was just bone on bone, wasn't it? Yeah, I can't remember.
What, Danny Fortson or something? It's basically when they drafted him, they knew
he
could only play like 6 years.
You were
drafting him for, it was a bloody San Antonio Spurs player. Someone listening is going to know off the top of their head. And he had a pretty decent little career, and he was immediately good, but he had no cartilage in his knees.
He was on a
you guys talk, I'm going to figure this out.
So reputation. Well, this is the part where it gets interesting, because reputation, within if you cross the border to South Australia, he'd be on the pedestal.
People who didn't watch a lot of football 15 years ago, would it be?
Yeah, 15. Well, we're at his best 15.
Yeah.
DeJuan Blair.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, of course.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll sleep easy tonight.
Sounds like he was yelling it at the radio.
Yes, no, well done. You got it. Inside Adelaide, great.
Yeah.
Outside, unless you've watched a lot of football, I reckon Treadray's one of those guys that wouldn't come straight to your mind when you're thinking of Jonathan Brown.
Thinking of that era.
I reckon that debate would happen and Treadray would get left out constantly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And look, we put him fourth, but it was a bee's dick.
It's a good four.
Really.
Yeah.
I reckon he's the kind of player that in South Australia, there'd be statues. Discussion about whether he should have a statue or not.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Outside is just forgotten a bit.
Yep.
Output versus talent.
Great.
Obviously made the most of it.
What was he drafted?
8-time leading goal kicker.
Was he probably one of the.
He might have been the first. Yeah,
first. 97 he came in, so he was one of the
first little nibble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he didn't have there to was get, a draft, get drafted.
And really, anything before like 99 ish, your draft and pick number is completely irrelevant
because
no one knew what they were doing anyway.
Yeah. 96 national draft, so.
Yeah. I think you were like supplement players or whatever.
What yeah, I mean, this was an era where somehow Nathan Buckley was the best young player in the competition and went to Brisbane knowing that he'd go to Collingwood. Like
at some stage.
Yeah, this is wasn't exactly all above board and equalised draft back then. So he made the most of his talent.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He was. Yeah,
he was one of the best players in the competition for 4 years. And yeah, beyond
zone,
that.
Sorry, it's a zone selection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had about 25 of them. Actually,
Stewie doing that?
I was going to say, just a note, these are some of the names they got. Mark Conway. not our Mark Conway, but a different Mark Conway. They got Peter Burgoyne.
Yeah.
Good player, really good player.
Very. That could be another one we could debate.
Stewie Jew.
Big Stewie Jew.
Donald Dickey. Remember
Donald Dickey?
Yeah. Nathan Eagleton.
Player.
Good player.
Yeah, he was a good player. Very good player. Booming kick.
Fabian Francis.
Good player.
Josh Frenku.
Fantastic. Tommy Harley. Second in the Brownlow.
Yeah. Eagleton's just one of those bald players. There must have been a lot of bald players around then because he sticks out as like, oh yeah, the bald guy.
Josh Frenku was absolutely loved. Within
fantastic
Port Adelaide. Yeah,
woefully underrated.
Yes.
Tom Harley, Roger James, Brendan Lade,
Jesus,
Darren Mead.
Jeez, I've had a good little crack.
Warren Treadray, Michael Wilson.
Michael Wilson was a good player.
They did slightly better than Fremantle's zone selections.
What did Gold Coast end up with?
And all those blokes came from the Sandford.
Lockie Weller?
Every single one of them was a Sandford pick.
Yeah, that's a tremendous, super strong. Tremendous strong draft, Jesus. Yeah.
What was Gold Coast's zone picks were like Zach Smith, Charlie Dixon.
But they got picks.
Jack Martin and Jake.
They got every. Oh, yeah, they got those pre-draft. And then they got 90% of each draft for the next 4 years.
The drafts.
Yeah.
So there was people who were already in there that weren't drafted, so not.
Yeah, they were pre-selected. Yeah, it's like they knew they were taking Dave Swallow number one, so he moved there a year ahead of time kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because they had the first three picks. They basically said, yeah, he's in.
Yeah.
All right, so it's. Basically agreed he's great. We agreed on that a long time ago. No, but
very great.
But it was good just to bring him back up and reference him again outside of Adelaide because
I think Adelaide he's everywhere, isn't he?
He is. He's a kid. Rue is Adelaide's everywhere man.
Yep.
And Treadray's Adelaide's everywhere.
Yeah.
I think he reads the news.
He does.
Yeah. Who's the
for the other channel?
Yeah. All right.
ABC, I think it is.
I don't know what the, some number.
I'm not going to say.
It's a number between 1 and 100.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this has been good or great. Warren Treadray, just remembering the great man. All right. This has been a Hardball Gets AFL show. Make sure you subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, tell your friends, and we'll see you next time.